Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Heaven and Hell: A History of the Afterlife by Bart D. Ehrman is a work of popular religious history that traces how Western ideas about what happens after death developed over time. Rather than arguing for a particular theology, Ehrman approaches the topic as a historian of early Christianity, asking where familiar beliefs about heaven and hell came from and why they proved so durable. He surveys major streams that fed later Christian imagination, including ancient Mesopotamian and Greek depictions of the underworld, the varied and often muted afterlife language of the Hebrew Bible, and the diverse views found in Jewish writings from the period before Jesus. A central aim is to show that there was no single, unchanging biblical doctrine of eternal reward and punishment from the beginning. Instead, concepts shifted across centuries and were shaped by cultural exchange, philosophical reflection, and debates within early Christian communities, eventually influencing the versions of heaven and hell many Christians assume have always been taught. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from shadowy underworlds to moral afterlives in the ancient Mediterranean, Ehrman begins by situating later Christian language within a broader ancient world, where the afterlife was often imagined very differently from modern heaven and hell. Early stories and epics, along with Greek portrayals such as Homeric visions of Hades, commonly depict a dim realm of the dead rather than a final destination of bliss or torment. This starting point matters because it highlights how natural it is for cultures to picture death in ways that reflect their social world honor and shame, memory and oblivion, power and vulnerability. As philosophical traditions developed, especially in the Greek world, the afterlife could become more morally structured, with the soul and its fate increasingly discussed in relation to justice and virtue. In Ehrman's account, these earlier frameworks provide key ingredients that later religious movements could adopt, revise, or resist. The result is a historical baseline, the idea of a sharply divided postmortem future, with rewards for the righteous and punishments for the wicked, was not a universal ancient assumption. It emerged gradually through a mix of narrative tradition, philosophical reasoning, and evolving moral expectations about how the universe ought to be ordered. Secondly, the Hebrew Bible and the problem of a missing heaven and hell. A major theme in the book is that the Hebrew Bible does not present a single, consistent teaching about life after death, and it certainly does not lay out the later Christian picture of heaven and hell as eternal destinations of reward and punishment. Ehrman emphasizes that much of the Old Testament focuses on life with God in this world, covenant faithfulness, and communal flourishing, not on detailed maps of the world to come. Where the dead appear, the language often points to Sheol, a general realm of death rather than a place of moral recompense. This matters for readers who assume that standard Christian doctrines are simply the Old Testament view continued. Ehrman uses this gap to raise a historical question. If the Hebrew scriptures do not clearly teach eternal bliss for the saved and eternal torment for the damned, how did those ideas become associated with the Bible in the first place? His answer is not that ancient Israelites were careless, but that beliefs develop. They respond to new pressures, including the felt need for justice when the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper, and the influence of surrounding cultures with different visions of the soul and its fate. Thirdly, Second Temple Judaism and the rise of resurrection, judgment, and justice. Ehrman locates a crucial turning point in the diverse Jewish literature and movements of the centuries leading up to Jesus. In this period, many Jews were grappling with suffering, oppression, and the apparent unfairness of history. For some communities, the answer was an intensified expectation that God would soon intervene, judge the world, and set things right. Ehrman highlights how this environment could foster new or expanded ideas, including resurrection of the dead, final judgment, and differentiated fates for the righteous and the wicked. Importantly, he stresses diversity. There was no single Jewish view, and different groups and texts imagined different mechanisms and timelines for divine justice. Some emphasized bodily resurrection rather than an immortal soul going to a heavenly realm, and some envisioned punishment as destruction rather than endless torment. By presenting this landscape, the book shows how early Christian claims emerged within ongoing Jewish debates, not in a vacuum. The development of afterlife beliefs becomes, in this telling, part of a larger moral and theological struggle to affirm that the universe is ultimately just, even when day-to-day experience seems to deny it. Fourthly, what Jesus and the earliest Christians likely proclaimed about the end. One of Ehrman's most discussed claims is that the later Orthodox picture of souls going immediately to heaven or hell is not what Jesus or his earliest followers primarily taught. Instead, Ehrman presents Jesus as an apocalyptic preacher in a Jewish context, focused on the coming kingdom of God, a final judgment, and the reversal of present injustices. In this framework, the central hope is not escape of the soul to another world, but God's intervention in history and the ultimate vindication of the righteous. Ehrman also underscores that early Christian texts do not speak with one voice. Different New Testament writings emphasize different images and expectations, and later Christian readers often harmonize them into a single systematic doctrine. In Ehrman's historical approach, it is precisely the variety that is revealing. It shows communities wrestling with questions such as when justice arrives, what form salvation takes, and what happens to those who oppose God. The theme is not that early Christians had no afterlife beliefs, but that their dominant categories were shaped by Jewish apocalypticism and were not identical to the later medieval and modern imagination of eternal realms of bliss and torture. Lastly, guided tours, visions, and the making of popular heaven and hell, Ehrman pays attention to vivid narratives that describe the afterlife through visions or guided journeys, in which a living person is shown rewards of the blessed and punishments of the damned. Such stories appear in various ancient Jewish and Christian contexts and can resemble, in structure, the logic of later visionary literature. The importance of these accounts is twofold. First, they show how storytelling can do theological work. Abstract claims about justice become concrete when readers can picture what happens to oppressors, betrayers, and the faithful. Second, they help explain how images of heaven and hell became emotionally powerful and culturally portable. A doctrine taught in propositions may remain distant, but a tour of the underworld, a glimpse of paradise, or a catalog of punishments can lodge in the imagination and shape popular belief. Ehrman uses this material to illustrate how conceptions of the afterlife were not only debated by elites, but also transmitted through compelling narratives that spread and evolve. But over time, these imaginative resources contributed to more standardized expectations about postmortem reward and punishment, even when those expectations were not simply direct continuations of the earliest biblical language. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who are curious about where common Christian ideas of heaven and hell came from, including students, thoughtful lay readers, and anyone interested in how religious concepts change across time. It is also useful for readers raised with confident claims that the Bible presents one clear and consistent doctrine of the afterlife. Because Ehrman foregrounds variety and development rather than treating later beliefs as inevitable. The main benefit is intellectual. The book offers a coherent historical framework linking ancient Mediterranean traditions, Jewish debates, and early Christian writings, so readers can see how modern assumptions were formed through long processes of interpretation and cultural exchange. For many, there is also a practical payoff in perspective. By treating afterlife doctrines as historical products, the book can reduce fear driven by inherited imagery and encourage more reflective engagement with texts and traditions. Compared with more confessional treatments, Ehrman stands out for focusing on sources, timelines, and competing views rather than defending a single orthodoxy. Compared with purely academic monographs, it aims to be accessible and narrative-driven, giving general readers an entry point into complex questions about death, justice, and hope in Western religious history. If you would like to support Bart D. Ehrman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.